Good morning and welcome to church. Please join me in prayer as I dedicate this service to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I invite you to join us wherever we are at this time. Thank you for your many blessings. I dedicate this service to you and ask that you place your blessing on it in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you, but these recent weeks have been nothing like I've ever experienced before. We're being told to socially distance ourselves, but I think that is a bad idea. Please wait, hear me out. I agree that we need to physically distance ourselves in order to keep ourselves safe from possible virus contamination, but I think it's more important now than ever to be socially present. We need to keep contact with each other, keep checking up on people in our lives that we are used to seeing on a much more regular basis. It can be something as simple as a phone call, a text message, an email, a card put into a letterbox, driving by and chatting from a safe distance. Please join me now as we're going to sing. Feel free to pause this audio and watch the YouTube or the video of the song. I recently saw it written somewhere, probably on Facebook, that we need to stay apart at the moment so that when we get back together again, no one is missing. We are all parts of the body of Christ. It says in Corinthians 12:12-26, unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. There's more to that chapter, but I'm going to leave it there because I think it's important that we remember we are all important and we all have parts to play, even though at this time we may be separate from each other. I'm going to sing another song now. Thank you, God, for those wonderful words in that song. I'm in the process at the moment of completing a rather large jigsaw puzzle. And we at Darlington Christian Fellowship are like this jigsaw puzzle. We're all parts of a greater whole. If even one of us, one piece is missing, the puzzle is incomplete and not as its creator intended, very much like the body of Christ. I'm going to move now into a time of prayer. So please join me as we pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you. You are the Almighty Lord of Lords. Thank you. Remember your instructions you gave us on the way that we should pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we bring our petitions to you now. We pray for the world leaders. In particular, we pray for Scott Morrison. Please guide him in the decisions that he's making for our country. We also pray for Mark McGowan, the leader of our state, as he makes decisions that affect us all. Thank you for the jobs that many of us have. We bring before you now those whose unemployment has been adversely affected by the virus. We ask for your protection over Tyler Holmes. Please, Lord, keep her safe and may she return to Ray and Melissa soon. We pray for comfort for Rod and Anne Baines, who recently lost their daughter to a terrible accident. Father, please be close to our sister Jenny at this time. Please place your healing hand upon her and give her your peace. Please guide the doctors and other health professionals as they care for her. We think of your servants serving in other countries. In particular, we think of Juan and Vicky. Please make the process of them obtaining a new visa smooth and without delay. We remember Melissa, Ursula's daughter. Please relieve the pain of her arthritis, especially during her pregnancy. We also ask for healing and treatment for Dorothy's shoulder. Please reduce or remove her pain. Thank you for the healing of Ron's ankle and ask that you continue to make it strong again. Lord, please watch over Kerry's dad. Please bring someone to him who is able to share your word and encourage him during this extremely tough time. We also ask that your hand be over Daniel. Please lead and direct him and help him to lean into you. Please take this short amount of time to bring any other requests and petitions to God. Feel free to pause the audio if you wish to do that. Lord, we want to thank and praise you for Ray Christmas. Thank you for his life and that he celebrated his 85th birthday recently. Thank you for him and for your work that he has done. We also praise you for Brian and Ruth's recent wedding anniversary celebration. Thank you for their commitment to you and to each other. We would finally like to thank you for Pastor Rob. Thank you for his recent birthday. Thank you for his leadership and guidance. Please continue to bless him and his family. We bring these things to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I've now set aside some time for offering. I just want to remind you that even though we're not at church each week, offering still needs to be collected as there's still things that church needs to pay for. So if you need the account details, I've included them on this Word document. Now we're going to sing another song, Heart of Worship. Please pause the audio if you wish to. Finally, while this crazy time continues, I want to put this out there that if you need anything, please reach out and I and my family will do our best to help out. We, Devlin and myself, are blessed to work at Swan Christian College. The college has set up an outreach program whereby people who have a need, mainly groceries, are able to access the items they require. Further to this, if you need anything collected, groceries, medications, anything like that, or delivered, garden attended to, or whatever the need may be, please ask. I want to hand over to Rob now for the sermon.